Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Aleph Omud Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah and in the middle of Simen Shin Gimel. We left off yesterday in the middle of Sif Tes Vav, which began talking about various items that a woman is allowed to wear out on Shabbos. And we talked about various cotton types of plugs that she could wear in her ears, as well as various cushions she could put in her shoes. And then, on the very last line of Tzadi Aleph Omud Beis is where we left off, and the Mechaber continues and he writes, Uvimoch she'eskino l'nidosa. A woman is permitted to go outside wearing a cotton wad or something like a tampon inside of her that she's using to absorb the blood. Now, the Rama says, Hagar shelo yipol damo leha bitzarena. The purpose of this moch over here is that the blood should not fall upon her body. Now, this is critical over here, bitzarena, as the Mishneh Berurah says over here in Sif Katan Memhei. Aval, in Eina Ose Ela Bishul Atzuletina, if it's just to protect her clothing from getting dirty from her menstrual blood, lahatzu bigodel shlo yitanfu, that her clothing shouldn't become dirty, then aser, it would be forbidden to wear such a moch. Kamo shekasuv simen shin aleph siv yud gimel. As we've already learned over there, as Deir Shu footnote number 23 reminds us, shekol dover she'asu lahatzu mitinuf, anything that you're carrying or wearing in order to protect your clothing, eino nechshav kemalbush elu kemasoi, then that is not considered something that you're wearing, that is considered something that you're carrying. And lochein aser lotzespo, you would be forbidden to go out with something like that. And the Deir Shu footnote continues a paragraph later, Davishu Malbush Gover, however, something that is a full garment that you're wearing, even though you're wearing it also to protect your clothing. So a person wearing, for example, a raincoat, so it's also used to protect his clothing, but it's used to protect him. Lov shorakidil atzila mitinov, kigo meil geshem, shakoli vishoso, hirakidish ageshem lo yartivu, shouldn't get soaking wet, that's why you wear the raincoat. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us that in this situation, mutu lotzeispo, that a person is allowed to wear such a garment. Further in the footnote, the Minchas Yitzhak Zatzal Dayin Weiss brings down that for a woman to go out with a moch dochuk, which is what a woman wears inside of herself to have a hefsek tara over here to make sure that she's going from her days where she saw blood to days where she's now in her Zayin Nekiyim, so that would be also for a woman to go out with. And he writes, Sheyesh b'ze'af isu me'atorah. This might in fact be an isu daraisa. Rav Moshe Feinstein's Atzal adds in the Igros Moshe, Shaf mikra din efshar lahati lotzeis v'mokzeh. While there may be a room to be makel to allow this, kibush shekol hanachosu hirak chumra b'yalma, because putting in such a moch dochuk is a chumra, ein ze nechshav derech hotzah, and therefore it might not be considered really a real carrying. We don't find anywhere that Chazal would go that you can't go out with the moch dochuk. Nevertheless, Rav Moshe writes, kiven shelo motzino b'peir sheish lahatu, since we don't find explicit that the post can permit this, roy lahachmir. He also agrees with Dayan Weiss that one should not wear such a moch dochuk in an area where you can't carry. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal as well brings down that while we don't find any of the Gdoli Hadoros that they warned us about Imoch Dochut, and he says, especially L'das Achavaz Das, Tzipomim Tzrich Imoch Dochut Bezu Gimu Yomim, V'gam Lo Nizkar Sheish Heter Miyuchad Loseis Imoch Dochut B'Shabbos Af B'Vayis. Nevertheless, he brings down that he thinks that there is room to be makel in this situation, that a woman can go out with a Imoch Dochut, and it is considered part of her Begodim, and wouldn't be a problem of carrying. In any event, the Mechaber continues, and he tells us that that which he permits a woman to go out with a moch, he says, afilu eino kosher. This is true even if it's not tied to her. Why? The kivin shumos, because this bloody tampon, this bloody moch, is something that is disgusting. We're not concerned, lo chayshin and dumo shokole, that she's going to take it out and carry it dalet amos b'shu sarabin. And he says, this is true, afilu yesh lo beis yad, even if the woman wouldn't have to actually touch this directly, but it has some sort of a handle on it, nevertheless, you still would be allowed to use this, and we're not concerned that she'll come to carry it dalet amos in b'shu sarabin. As the Mishneh Berurah explains in Sifkot and Membav, that you're talking here that the moch over here, la moch shlo, has some sort of a handle, the yechol lechos la moch beveis, and therefore you're not actually touching this moch. Nevertheless, kamash v'lom dafilu hochi mos lemishkele. It still is not something that's pleasant for the woman to go and pick up and carry, and therefore we don't have to be concerned that she'll come to carry it dalet amos in the Rishus HaRabim. The Mechaber continues and he writes, a woman is also permitted to go out ubefilfel with some sort of a pepper, ubegargir melach with a piece of salt, or with any other spice that she would put inside her mouth to help her with her bad breath. However, ubuvad shlo sit name lechatchila b'Shabbos. But you can only go out with these things if you put them in your mouth before Shabbos. You can't put them in your mouth on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkat Mem Zayin that this pilpel over here is for the purposes of improving her bad breath, her halitosis. Pilpel l'reach hapeh. It somehow was beneficial for bad breath. And Dishavu number 24 brings down that this pilpel is brought down by the Tosefis Yontif is different than our pilpel today. Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, Umelach, the salt that they put in their mouth, is l'choli hashinayim, was somehow beneficial for a toothache. And Dishavu number 25 brings down, this is a very important subject about carrying medicines on Shabbos. So he writes, Hacholi shetzorech lotzis l'ushus harabim im trufo shu'olu lizdakik lehem b'chorega. Somebody has to go out into a public domain with certain medicines that he may need at any moment. For example, he gives the example here of a diabetic going out who requires insulin. The same thing would apply, for example, the person with a heart condition that requires nitroglycerin. He doesn't mention that, but that's the same question. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, Shekivin she'achshav eino mishtamish ben, since at this moment that he's carrying it, he's not really benefiting and using it right now, ein lahatu lo lo se simon, you don't have a heter to go out. Unless you can't go out carrying it in your pocket in the normal way, but you have to carry it with some sort of a shinoi. You put it, for example, inside your hat or something like that. Plus, as well, you have to go into a non-rishus harabim daraisa. You can only carry this, for example, in most of our areas of public domain, which are really a karmelis. And likewise, it should be litzorach mitzvah. You should have some sort of a mitzvah purpose in going out. And finally, likewise, he says you shouldn't take out more than you need. And he adds, "She'ein zedom l'masha ishim uteres lotzeis l'kol mokum megargir melech opilpel chadome." This is a little bit different than the woman going out with the pepper in her mouth or the salt in her mouth, because they're in fact benefiting the woman every second that she has it in her mouth. Whereas over here, these pills or the insulin that he's taking out, he doesn't need this moment. He may come to need it. Finally, it's brought down the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa in the name of Shlomo Zalman. If you go out with these medications, try not to stop in a Rishus HaRabim. Because in this way, even though you started off in a Rishus HaYochid and you went through a Rishus HaYabim into another Rishus HaYochid, but if you didn't stop, so then this is only an Issa D'Rabbanan. But if you stop in the Rishus HaRabim, so then you have a real potential problem of carrying in the Rishus HaRabim if this is also. But nevertheless, he concludes, even if you did stop, you're allowed to keep on walking, because the bottom line is, this is considered a shinui in any event. Then the Mechaber had said that you shouldn't do this initially on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Memches explains that this statement of Ubavad shelo titnim lechatchila b'Shabbos, this high Ubavad, lo koyi elo adisomich lo mashino senes l'soch pia. This is only talking about that part of the Mechaber that said you can't put it in your mouth directly on Shabbos. Avala Reisha, but the first part that we brought about in today's shir, Linyan Moch, that the Moch over here that the woman put inside of her, that low, that could even be put in on Shabbos. Mishom afilu l'chadchila mutter b'Shabbos. A woman would be allowed to put that in intentionally on Shabbos for the first time. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, V'das kama achronim duha din demutter liten tevin l'chadchila b'Shabbos bin rol m'shalonu hastu michotzad. Likewise, you could put in some straw to cushion your shoes and have like a cushion at the bottom of your shoe, as long as the shoe is enclosed on all sides. V'nochel l'hachmi b'zeh im lo be'eis hatzorach. But a person shouldn't do this unless it's essential. Tishuvah number 26 adds that, brought down from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Shekivon shenikar hadover maduah nosenes esamoch biyozno besandla. The fact that it's recognizable why the woman put this piece of cotton in her ear or cushion it in her sandal, so it's obvious that she's doing it for a benefit to her and not to go and carry this piece of cotton from one place to another place. And therefore, ein bezeh locho sheniris kim ma'aremes lahotzi. Doesn't look like she's trying to finagle a way to bring this cotton from one place to another place by putting it into her ear. Therefore, as well, he says, Nesinas refidos, that's like putting in pads, or medrosim lenal, or insoles or cushions into a shoe, dasa going with Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. So Shlomo Zalman permits in this situation, Shekivim Shasuyim Lekach in Locho Shemanira Kima'arim Lahotzi. Since these also have a very significant, clear purpose in wearing them, it doesn't look like you're trying to finagle a way to carry this insole from one house to another house. And therefore, Umutur Lachnitzon Bishabbos. The footnote continues and then quotes what we had learned already in yesterday's shiur from Moshe Feitzin Zatzal about wearing the collar stays in your collar. This is the same type of a rationale, that it's clear that's what the purpose for this is, and there really is no other purpose for these collar stays. says the b'chol refua gozu mishum shchikas samonim. The reason why you can't put this into the woman's mouth on Shabbos, to put this gargar melach or the pilpil into the mouth directly on Shabbos for the first time, is because of the gzeira that we said that you can't use anything for refua purposes, because you may come to grind the spices and the herbs on Shabbos, and that would be nisa deraisa. So the rabbis instituted this gzeira of shchikas samonim. Alternatively, Inami the Mishnah Berurah says, Bishum demetze kil mares lahotzi, because it looks like you're doing this just as a finagling way to go and carry the item from point A to point B. As opposed to Mashen kim b'moch hanal, as opposed to the piece of cotton that we've spoken about, Mucha milsa, it's clear and obvious from that, the tzricha lekach, that she's using it for a well-recognized purposes, the lo mischazi kimamaremes lahotzi, and it doesn't look like in any way that she's trying to pull a fast one and carry this thing from point A to point B by, quote, wearing it. The Mechaber continues and he writes, if this piece of melach or pilpel falls out of her mouth, she can't put it back. As the Mishnah Berurah explains, Hatam, the reasoning for this is, because if it falls out, she puts it back, it looks like this was a whole trick over here. Others explain that the main reason over here is because if it falls out, it looks when she puts it back in that she's putting it back in the lechatchila on Shabbos, and that we said wasn't allowed. Then the Mishnah writes, "V'yesh ligzor gam bazeh mishum shchikas samonim," and therefore there is a concern over here. The same gezerah of shchikas samonim. So if it fell out, she puts it in, is the same as if she puts it in the first place for this gezerah of shchikas samonim. Well, if he times there, according to this reasoning, in lesser lahachzir kim benofla al gabi karka, in this situation it would only be forbidden to put it back in if it fell on the ground, but not if lo benofla al gabi kli, but not if it fell on a kli. And this is explained in a future shiur, kimavur lekamim b'simin shin chav ches siv chav hey legabi retiyah shenofla. We will learn the dinim of a bandage that fell off, and ayin sham will wait till we get there. And this is also the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, nechein mashma dasa gro b'beyuro. The issue for number 28 does point out that when you're allowed to put the bandage back on and it fell on the floor, that's because there is no gezeru of shrikas samamonim in that situation, kivin shikvar ha'isa retiyah zu olav miyesu, because it's already been made from beforehand. And the iser to bring the retiyah back onto the makkah is only a chashash shema yimarech al gabo lahachlik es agumo sheyeshba. You may come to smooth out some of the holes or the pits that over there, and that would be an iser of memachik. So it's a different scenario over there. The Chabad continues and he writes, "Ubebate shokayim, with leggings, shekoshrim b'mashicha, that you tie a band around them, saviv shokel, around the woman's legs, afapi she'ena mashicha kishur b'em, even though the band is not attached to them, we're still allowing a woman to go out with these leggings, v'lo chayshinon shema yishtalshlu limata. We're not concerned that they will fall off, and she'll come to carry it down l'amas rishas harabim." The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nun Aleph, "Afilu ima mashicha hu dvar noy, and even if this band over here is a item of beauty, it still doesn't fall into the category of being jewelry, the name of the shofu mechvaya, that she may come to take it off and show it to somebody, because it's necessary to keep this legging up over here, and it's like a sleeve on a garment over here, and she's certainly not going to take it off, because otherwise the leggings will fall down." The issue for number 29 brings down, this has halacha l'maisa ramification for cufflinks, for example. And he brings down from Nissan Karl l'shlita, shemut l'otzis b'em, you're allowed to go out wearing cufflinks, kivin shenachshavim heim tzorach hamalbush, because they're considered a necessary part of the garment. You need to keep your sleeves closed, and the cufflinks do that. The Berurah of Katan Nun Beis explains from the Shiboli Haleket of Bishari Rishonim, Isa b'mishicha o b'ritzua, that the Mechaber's language over here is missing a word. When we said you can go out b'bote shokayim shekoshim b'mishicha, so it should have said o b'ritzua. And this will explain the language that we use later on. It says, "V'nel chayshinon shema yishtalshelu lemata." That is a plural word. Ubezeh, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Nicho mashasim v'lo chayshinon shema yishtalshelu," which is plural. If it's going on just the Mashicha, it should have said lo yishtalshel. When it says lo yishtalshelu, it goes on the Mashicha uritzua koi v'chemuchach b'smak. And this is, in fact, the girsa of the Sefer Mitzvos Ketanis. The Mechaber continues and he writes, "V'yotza b'yetza, the woman is allowed to go out wearing a bracelet, sheminichim b'zro o b'shok, that's around her arm or around her leg. V'hu shetei dvuka l'basar v'lo tishomet, but it has to be attached to the skin itself, to the flesh itself, and not easily fall off." The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nun Gimel, "Ayin the bir halacha, the mayri shemenicha u'mahatka al b'sara, it actually is attached to her flesh, v'lo ahlakotonis milamala, and not on a garment that is above her arm or above her leg. And therefore, Valkin Mutter, the reason why it's permissible over here is the Lo Chai Shinon Shetishlo Fusachle. We're not concerned that she's going to come and take it off, because if she were to do so, she'd have to reveal her arm and her leg, and that would be improper. The Lo Yisgala Zroa, she's not going to let her bare arm be seen. Vizatam Hu Gamkin Al Shoka, and obviously that's the same reason that it applies, she's not going to bare her leg. Now, the Mechaber continues and he writes, V'yesh misha oser b'shel zroa. There is an opinion that says that you're not allowed to go out with this bracelet on your arm, but you are allowed to go out with it on your leg. Now, the reason for this is, as the Mishnah Berurah continues, V'yesh osrim svirlu, this opinion over here that says you have to be machmer to not go out with a bracelet on the arm, the davka b'shok mekilinon. We're only in the leg are going to be mako, because there's no way the woman would reveal her leg by showing us taking off this bracelet, mitam zeh, the lo bezro, but that doesn't apply to the arm. And in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskil, the Yotzal Be'atzad, the Chule, so the Chofetz Chaim goes and explains this a little bit more in Arichos, and the bottom line is that he concludes that this is based upon the idea over here that you're not going to go, if it's attached to your arm or your leg, according to the first opinion, you're not going to come to take it off and show it to anybody, because that would reveal your arm or your leg, and according to the Yesh Olshim, it's only applicable over here in regards to the leg, and you never take it off, but for the arm, some people might still take it off and reveal their arm. It's not so strict a din as opposed to the leg, for the Yesh Olshim only permits it with the shok and not with the zroa. That concludes Sif Tezvav, which was a difficult sif. We go to Sif Tez Zayin. The Mechaber says, "B'chol ma sheyicholu lotzei sheyicholu latiro b'rishus harabim." Anything that a woman is permitted to go and wear out into the rishus harabim, she would be allowed to stop in the rishus harabim, untie it and undo it, and put it back on in the rishus harabim. And we're not concerned the lo chashinam duma masulei. We're not concerned that by accident she'll come to carry it dalet amos in the rishus harabim. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Nun Hey, Kigon chagorosa v'chiyai gabna. A belt, for example, or something similar to that, she would be allowed to go and untie it and then put it back on in the Rishus HaRabim, we're not concerned she'll carry it down the Amos. And the reasoning is, v'atam, t'chol advorim shirigilin la'asiron, asu chazal lotzeis behen mibeso, kishi levush behen. Anything that we're concerned that you're going to come to take it off and carry it down the Amos in the Rishus HaRabim, you can't leave your house with it in the first place. D'shema kishitisirena, achakach b'Rishus HaRabim, because once they take it off in the Rishus HaRabim, tishkach shu Shabbos, they're going to forget that it's Shabbos, v'asil asuyin, they're going to carry it down the Amos in the Rishus HaRabim. However, al dvorim, but something which the rabbis never were goes there that she can't go out with it from her house. They do allow her to go out with it from her house. Mishum she'ein regilu lasir, because it's not normally going to be taken off and carried, potentially dalet amos rishus harabim. So then, muteris likchar ulahati rishus harabim. Then, somewhat paradoxically, you're actually allowed to, since you're allowed to go out with it, you can actually go and untie it and then retie it in the rishus harabim. The Mishnah Berurah says, either way, you're going to be okay. Im tiyeh zechura Shabbos b'shasa Torah, if you remember that it's Shabbos at the time you untie it, lo asel asuyah, then she certainly won't carry it to Alam Rishus HaRabim. Vim lo tiyeh zechura l'Shabbos, and if she doesn't remember that it's Shabbos, she forgets that it's Shabbos, so afilu im nesor lahatir ulahosir lo yoel. Then, since she forgets that it's Shabbos, the fact that you said it's also to tie it or untie it, that won't make any difference. And this is brought down in the name of Tosus. I realized by accident we skipped Sif Katan Nun Dalet in the Mishnah Berurah. So it says over there that it has to be tied to her arm or her leg, the imhi refuya, because if it's very loose, chayshino shema tipol v'asil asuye, because if it's very loose, it's not attached well to her arm or leg, so then the bracelet, when it falls off, she'll come to carry it dalet amos in the Shusa Rabin. Now we go to Sif Yud Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Yesh osrim lohavi mafteach. There are those that forbid you to go and carry a key, afilu b'chatzar habayis, even in a place that has an eruv around it, which is the chatzar of the house, ki im biyodo, unless you're actually carrying it in your hand. Lo b'chagurasso, but you can't put it in your belt or in your pocket, because shema yishka, because you're going to forget that you have it there, v'yosiena l'rishus harabim, and then you come to carry it from your house into the rishus harabim, or from your chatzar into the rishus harabim. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Nun Vav, Hainu, afilu b'chotzer murevis. When we said you can't carry it in your chotzer, that's even a chotzer that you can carry in. It has an eruv around it. And this opinion, v'deya zu, he hadeya hashnia the sif yudches shebesamach. This will be the very, very important sif yudches, which will have several opinions as to what is actually allowed to be carried out into the rishus harabim and into a rishus of a chotzer, which has an eruv around it. And we'll see, this is the second opinion. He says, shesvira law that holds the kol she'asru lotzeis bo derech malbush b'rishus harabim, also, lelech bo afilu b'bayis ubachotzu hamurevis. That Machmir's second opinion says that anything that you can't carry in a rishus harabim, you're not even allowed to wear it in a rishus hayochid that has an eruv around it. So to over here, you can't carry the key in a way that would be permissible in an eruv area, because you can't carry that key in an area that doesn't have an eruv in a rishus harabim. That's why you have to carry it in your hand. Sivkat nun zayin. Hayno dimesh natu lo lochotzi biyod lochotzi lo shayach shem yishkach biyotzim gam lushusarabim. Because carrying it in your hand won't be any concern that you'll forget and you'll carry it in the Shusarabin. And we'll finish up this Mishnah Berurah tomorrow. That concludes today's shiur.